A new state law guides the ballot initiative process. The Oklahoma County DA rules out charges for the death of a sheriff's office canine. And a preview of tonight's Game 5 for the Oklahoma City Thunder. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, May 28th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Governor Kevin Stitt has signed a bill that puts guardrails around Oklahoma's ballot initiative process. State Capitol reporter Lino Ramos tells us opponents say it's a ploy to make ballot initiatives more difficult.
Senate Bill 1027 by Republicans Senator David Bullard and House Speaker Kyle Hilbert proposes requiring ballot initiative organizers and supporters to limit the number of signatures they collect from each of the state's 77 counties. Collected signatures in any given county for changes to state statute are not to exceed 11.5% of the number of votes cast in the last gubernatorial election. For changes to the state constitution, the limit is 20.8%. Republicans supporting the idea say it's meant to ensure voters from rural counties get equitable representation on legislative and constitutional changes that affect everyone in the state. Democrats argue the arbitrary limits on collected signatures undercut millions of registered voters, most of whom live in the state's densely populated urban centers. The law took immediate effect upon Stitt's signature. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
No charges will be filed in connection with the death of a Cleveland County Sheriff's Office canine officer. The Oklahoma County District Attorney says an investigation found the canine's death last September was a failure all around, but not criminal in nature. The Labrador Retriever died inside a deputy's car while his handler attended a training session. The DA says the vehicle was not set up as a canine unit and did not have the required heat alarm system. In addition, the investigation revealed that the sheriff's office knew the vehicle had air conditioning issues. The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority held a meeting in Norman Tuesday to gather input on where the South Turnpike Extension route might be located. KGOU's Nick Daniels reports it was a contentious discussion.
Tensions flared as hundreds of residents pushed back against the OTA's proposed South Extension through Cleveland County.
You all please be quiet. I came here for some public information. I'm a member of this community. And I'm tired of hearing all the hysteria about this. Hush!
Continuous outbursts led to one woman being escorted out of the meeting. Many attendees made it clear they don't want the turnpike built near their homes. OTA representatives asked attendees to provide input on the proposed alignment, which now must shift to the west away from Lake Thunderbird. Despite calls for cooperation, opponents say they'll keep fighting and refuse to offer feedback on any new route. Public input on the project remains open online until June 30th. A final decision on the new alignment is expected by this fall. I'm Mick Daniels.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are on the brink of heading back to the NBA Finals for the first time since 2012. But as Ryan LaCroix reports, they first have to beat the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight.
Following decisive home wins in the first two games of the Western Conference Finals, the Thunder had mixed results in Games 3 and 4 on the road. They suffered an embarrassing 42-point loss in Game 3, but rebounded to squeak out a 2-point win in Monday's Game 4. They now return to Oklahoma City with an opportunity to close out the series at the Paycom Center, but Coach Mark Daigneault says the team must remain level-headed about what's in front of them.
Day-to-day, we just were pretty cold-blooded about just stripping the lessons from the last game, learning from them, and then applying them forward, and then fully competing in the next opportunity and repeating that process as ruthlessly as we can.
Tip-off for tonight's game is set for 7:30 and can be seen on television on ESPN. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.